Nice little regular segment we do here on 6BR Summer Arvos is What's On Your Mind. I am joined on the line right now with Rick Hay. He's a nutritionist with Healthista, Nutritional Director. How did I go with that, Rick?
Well, we're not too bad. That's all right, though. And, you know, it is post Christmas, isn't it? Pre-New Year. You get away with anything, I reckon.
You think that getting words out of my mouth would be a strength of mine? Sometimes it's not, but that's okay. Rick, talk to me. You're a nutritionist. It's an important time of the year in your job, given, I guess, you know, there'd be some New Year's resolutions being made and probably some rules being broken in the household given Christmas Day's just been and gone. How have you found this little period in your field of work?
Well, yeah, it's always a busy one. And you know, what I'd like to say today to everyone is make sure that you enjoy your indulgence period, because we've had a tough couple of years. And the last thing we need, you know, is to be putting more pressure on us, on ourselves. However, come the new year, I've got a few tips for you that I think might help you. You know, maybe weight management is your goal, or you want to do some stuff to help, get your immune system working, you know, with some good foods. I've got a few little tips that I hope will help.
Okay, so maybe some do's and don'ts of New Year diets.
Yes, and the first one is don't be seduced by that easy diet. You know, the one that maybe says just have cabbage juice or just have your one particular, you know, cut out all your carbs or cut out total food groups, or, you know, you can go on just eating one particular food. Those diets tend to lose a lot of weight, but what ends up happening is you rebound them back on and they tend to create a lot of stress. Now, if you then get stressed on those diets, it can cause an increase in visceral fat, which is fat around your tummy, and it's not what you want because the cortisol levels rise with the stress. But the first thing is, if it looks too good in the article you're reading, it probably is. So what I'd like you to do is just sort of look and make your plate more colourful, okay? Nice and simple. If everything you're doing is beige and there's lots of, you know, chips and pasties and, you know, pasta and all that, maybe make sure you're getting the colourful foods in there. They're a great start.
Yep, okay, that's very good. So make it more colourful. And if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. You can put that across any form of life, can't you?
Well, you can, and even with exercise, you know what I mean? You know, I'll just throw in a bit with exercise. You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Some gentle works are good. There's lots of good research out there about low and steady exercise, so some nice long walks are quite a nice way to get you fitter and to help with those extra kilos. You know, moving on from those colourful foods that also are packed with antioxidants and phytonutrients, so they help your body with natural immunity, which is what we all want. Have a little look at your portion sizes. Now, I know this sounds very boring, but, you know, what you can do is a couple of tricks, yeah? Maybe don't serve your meal on the biggest plate you've got in the house, yeah? Mm. Because often what happens is your eyes are bigger than your belly, yeah? And you pile it on there, and your satiety center in your brain hasn't registered you're full because you're putting too much in too quickly. So maybe a smaller plate, and then I know this sounds really boring. You're going to think, oh, gosh, it's a nutritionist raving on about mindfulness and mindful eating. But maybe have a bit of a look at what you're eating. Enjoy it a little bit. You know what I mean? Smell it. You know, let your eyes do some digesting. The digestive process starts with your eyes as well. So, you know, it doesn't always have to be with a big plate in front of a TV. You with me? It can be a smaller plate, somewhere quiet, and take your time when you're chewing. You don't have to vacuum it down to let your body get fuller faster.
I've got a question for you there, Rick. We are joined on the line by Rick Hay. He's a nutritionist, and he is here to talk you through your New Year's resolution plans. Are you having a hard time getting back on track? 133-882. Rick knows his stuff in this space, and he'd love to answer your question. So give us a call, 133-882, or you can text them in 0487-999-882. Rick, in terms of taking your time to eat, I can kind of resonate with that a little. A question without notice: is it true that the slower you eat, you fill up quicker? You know, if there's a certain point in time that your stomach kind of realizes how full it is. So if you scoff your face full, you can actually get a lot more in than if you just take your time. You start feeling fuller, and then you don't want as much.
Yeah, you're spot on there. Your stomach's got stretch receptors and your brain's got a satiety center. where it kind of goes, oh, I'm feeling a bit full. If we do it too quickly, you often go, it takes the stomach a while to realise what's going on, but you do it a bit more gently. It's just in today, I understand too, look, I don't eat mindfully all the time, and I eat on the run, or I'm eating in the car, you know, life's busy, I get it. But I do think we're missing a trick where we don't sit down, chew properly. You know, so many of my clients eat so quickly that they even end up with food stuck in their mouth a lot of the time, you know what I mean? And they can't swallow it properly because they're shoving too much down. Wow. And that's not a criticism, but we are eating way too fast and your brain won't catch up, so you will eat too much. On that note, you know what's fab to really help you with, and I realize it's been a bit hot in Perth, so people are going to think I'm mad saying it, but having a light soup, and you don't have to have it boiling hot, but a soups are good as when the weather starts to cool down, because they've got a lot of liquid in them and they'll keep you full. So, a chunky veggie soup with some, you know, lentils or chickpeas or beans in there is a great way to trick the brain to get to be fuller for longer as well.
Okay. So, some little tricks to play on the mind and the body. What about some of these very popular cleansers that happen around this time of year? They start popping up on my Instagram feed and I start seeing ads and TV products and it get smashed a little bit. Is cleansing the body, are they real? Are they something people should look into? Are they bad for you? You tell me.
Well, you know what? First of all, I think avoid the ones that say detox, because detox is a great marketing word, but you're not actually often very toxic. And the liver does a good job of cleansing the body. Without it, we'd be unwell all the time. So what you want to do is you want to give your body foods that are going to help you with a natural cleansing process. And I'm glad you use the word cleanse, because cleanse means being regular. Yeah, if you're not regular, then you might sort of, you feel a bit more sluggish, don't you? A bit more bloated. So what I'm going to suggest is, if you want a nice gentle cleanse, again, go for the colourful foods. Go for foods that are plant-based as well. Now, you don't have to become vegan to do that. You can just have more plant-based meals, more vegetarian meals, more vegan meals, or try some. And then what that's going to deliver you is something called fibre. And, you know, a higher fibre diet does a few things, right? First of all, it keeps you regular. It helps to cleanse you naturally. But beyond that, it keeps you fuller for longer. So you are not only helping to cleanse internally, like fibres like an intestinal broom, you are also making sure that you'll stay fuller for longer. So that keeps blood sugar levels steady. And guess what happens then? This is a good one. And not directed at you personally, but it means that you get a better mood. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're more steady. Your energy lasts longer. So I would say go gently. Now, the other thing there is, that's not to say that having a few like green juices or a beetroot, carrot and apple juice, that's a nice gentle cleanse as well. And it comes back to what I spoke in the beginning about getting colourful foods. These colourful foods are packed with thousands of phytonutrients that help our body to do what it was designed to do. So I would say to people, maybe a gentle cleanse could be more plant-based foods, not totally, but just more. And then secondly, throw in a few colourful juices and get that colour in there, and you're helping your body with a gentle cleanse without all the fuss.
You're hearing the voice of Rick Hay. He's a nutritionist with Healthista Nutritional. If you've got questions in the food space, what you're putting into your body, love to hear from you. Rick is here to answer your questions, 133-882, or you can give us a text, 0487-999-882. Rick, I understand about the cleansing side of things, so maybe that's a good idea for some people. Is it the right thing for everyone, or you have to be quite selective, I'm assuming?
Well, yeah, look, first and foremost, I'd say, you know, you don't run a marathon if you're not ready for it, right? So if you've gone too much of a really strong cleanse, like a juice cleanse just for 3 days or something, you may make yourself feel worse. Now, I'm not saying that a three-day cleanse isn't appropriate for some people at some time, but for most of us, why don't we just clean up our act a little bit? And the thing with that is, that's just more colourful foods, more vegetarian choices, you know, and, you know, more fruit and veg, which I know sounds boring, but if you do that, you're doing it in a nice, gentle way. Now, I did touch on fibre. Fibre's good for most people. However, there's always some conditions. If you've got, you know, a form of constipation that's called compacted constipation that your health professional would know if you had that, then too much fibre might not be the thing for you. But for most of us, it's going to be right. you know, I've got a little nice little trick for a good little cleanse as well, which is a real easy one, right?
Okay.
You can just have like an apple, right? Half an apple with a handful of almonds and a glass of water. Now, what you're doing there is you're getting some nice protein, you're getting the fiber from the nuts and seeds, you're getting some B vitamins for your nervous system. But in the apple, you've got some pectin. It binds with the nuts, and that helps keep you fuller. So it's a great hunger buster as well. Have it mid-morning. Of course, if you don't have a nut allergy, this is for you. But if you do, you can't have the nuts. You could have some seeds, for example, as a substitute. And then with a glass of water, you're getting your hydration up there. You're getting the good nutrition and vitamins and minerals from the nuts, especially the B vitamins for the nervous system. And also with the apple, you're getting the nutrients from that, together with the pectin to help you feel fuller.
Hey,
so it's a nice, easy little trick.
Okay, very good. I like these little tricks. If we can load a couple of those up for after the break, I'll get them. Before we get there, though, we've had a text come in from Angela. She asks, how can I lower my cholesterol?
Well, look, again, a nice easy one. Now, cholesterol is, you know, a problem for a lot of people, and it's because we're eating, you know, too much fatty foods, maybe too many rich foods. So I would cut back on your meat consumption and just, you know, get it to a few times a week. You could increase your fish. Now, cholesterol, to lower cholesterol levels, cholesterol, again, if you want to lower it, one of your best ways to do it is to have more fibrous foods. And again, they come to your fresh salads, your fresh vegetables, your fresh fruits. Berries are great because they are often, you know, low in calories and but reasonably nutrient dense. You want to go as natural as possible. So, okay, say you've got a choice, and you've got a choice between a ham and cheese sandwich or a superfood bowl with some salad in it with a little bit of chicken. Go for the superfood bowl with the salad, yeah?
Okay.
And that way you're going to get more of nature's vitamins and minerals and nutrients that will help you as well. You can make some other choices as well. You could cut back on, you know, excessive dairy intake and, you know, cook with more olive oil and that sort of thing. What I don't want you to do with cholesterol, though, is think that you have to, that you can't have your treats, because you still need to have your treats in life, yeah? Otherwise, you'll get really stressed, and then stress will be more of a problem than your cholesterol. But
yes,
a nice high-fiber diet again. And I tell you one other thing, I almost forgot. What's great for cholesterol levels are good old baked beans. Yeah, you can do beans, you can do chickpeas, you can do, you know, lentils, all of those pulses, butter beans. Do you know those? Have you tried those great, you know, those Greek beans that you get? You know, the great big giant beans? You can buy them from a lot of little delis.
How big are we talking?
They're wonderful. Well, they're not massive. I'm probably overselling them. They're probably only like half an inch, but they're bigger than the regular bean. And they take baked beans to a more exotic, you know, level if you get boring. The other thing you could do while I'm on baked beans, right, if you want to, you know, help your cholesterol and you also want to get a bit of a, it's going to make me sound smarter than I am, right, because it's a rather big word, but if you want to get something called thermogenesis going, which is to help the body with its natural fat burning process, and if you don't have a problem with your tummy, you can use more spices. So things like chili, cayenne, garlic, and pepper all help to boost your metabolism a little bit. Now, that's a big word to say. And, you know, you read about metabolism boosters online and people charge you a lot of money for them in a supplement form. But your herbs and spices in your kitchen will do a lot of good for you as well. They've got a lot of medicinal properties just in your pantry.
You're hearing the voice of Rick Hayes, a nutritionist. If you've got a question for Rick in any space of the food area, 133-882 is the number. Coming into New Year's and very close to New Year's Day, where I'm sure a lot of you will be making some sort of resolution in this space to get something done. Well, questions and guidance is here with Rick. He's a nutritionist with Healthista Nutritional. Give us a call, 133-882. A quick break, and then we'll take your questions after that. Rick Hayes with me is a nutritionist, taking your questions on everything food and some sort of New Year's resolution around it as well. 133-882 if you'd like to ask Rick a question. Straight to the phones. Rick, g'day. Bob, how are you, mate?
I'm doing good.
You got a question for Rick?
I'm just saying I'm glad that he's talking about just eating healthy and chewing chewing each bipole really well because it makes a difference as far as staying healthy, especially during COVID time now. And also having a plate with all different colors, the antioxidants really make a difference.
So you're enjoying the segment, Bob?
I am. I really am. And thanks for having Rick and I don't know, have a good New Year and be well.
Good man, Bob. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Matt. That's very good of you. G'day, Fernando.
G'day. I've got a question for Rick.
Perfect.
I want to see if you can point me out in a direction here. I've done the last 6 months, gone on a health weight, weight loss, lost 20 kilos, really taking care of myself now, diet, exercise, regular routine. Still struggle, which is what kicked it off, was to keep blood pressure down. Now, I'm a great believer in foods being one of the best natural remedies for most of the things with our bodies. Is there anywhere that I can go with particular food intakes that may help relieve a little bit of that blood pressure? Because I don't really want to go on a medication or anything as such.
Yeah, look, you know, when you look at blood pressure, pretty similar to cholesterol and a lot of other things, the body will respond well to a high, whole food diet. So if you can keep things as natural as possible on your plates, you can still have some processed foods, you know, every now and then, but you certainly want to keep things as natural as you can. If you're looking at things that might, you know, help in terms of specifics, I talked about berries before, and there's been some nice, I'm a big fan of berries because number one, they work on a weight loss campaign that you're on. They have, you know, they're naturally sweet, but they're rich in fiber and they're a good way to get, you know, immune boosting phytonutrients into you. But they may help keep your fiber levels up and also help with your blood pressure. Other ones that I do, you know, bananas are pretty good. You've got to be careful that you don't, you know, overdo it, but the bananas have got the potassium in them, which reduce the effects of the sodium. So they're a nice way to go. Another one that's pretty good is anything that's sort of like a brightly coloured juice. So if I were you, I'd be going for like a beetroot juice, maybe with apple in it as well to help you. In terms of, I'm a big fan of olives. You've got to be careful because they're not too salty. But you could look into sort of an ingredient out there called olive leaf extract. It may be something that you could add into your regime, but you know, you need to talk to a health practitioner about that one. So you're getting my gist here. It's to keep it colourful, keep it natural. You're talking about, maybe we're talking about breakfast, and I know it's a little bit hot, but you could have, you know, like a porridge that wasn't too boiling hot at the moment because you're going to go into another heat wave, but that's a really nice thing to do. And the other thing I'd say to you as well is, you know, plant-based diets and vegan diets at the moment are, you know, everywhere. Now, they're good for the planet. You don't have to go totally vegan, but more plant-based meals will certainly help you with your blood pressure as well, and then go maybe with the spices. Use a bit of garlic as well. And my last one is: have you heard of all the fermented foods that are out there? You know, like the kimchi and the kefir and even tempeh. Try to include those together with your lentils as well.
How's that sound, Fernando?
Right. Yeah, no, it sounds great. Also, with the you mentioned about the with the acidic type stuff, I believe, or along those lines. I do have a lot of acidic in my diet from vinaigrettes and that sort of thing with my salads. Obviously, I'm going for stuff with no sugar in them, et cetera, and that sort of thing. But again, on high acidic type foods, I drink a lot of water with apple cider vinegar. Is that not good, going too far or too much with that in the daily diet?
Rick, I've got to jump in here. I'm going to get Fernando's details and put you guys in touch. We're going to have to take a break and head to the news very shortly, but I did want to say thank you for jumping on the show with me and joining us for What's On Your Mind, Rick.
No problem. Pleasure. No problem. Thanks for having
me. We've got a couple more calls. I'll put you guys in contact if you just give your details to Laura, our producer, and we can get you in touch. It is 4 minutes to 1:00.